Chapter 2. How hath the Lord in his anger covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud? He hath cast down from the heavens unto the earth the beauty of Israel, and remembered not his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord hath swallowed up all the dwellings of Jacob, and hath not spared. He hath thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He hath brought them down to the ground. He hath profaned the kingdom and the princes thereof. He hath cut off, in fierce anger, all the horn of Israel. He hath withdrawn his right hand from before the enemy, and he burned up Jacob like a flaming fire, devouring him round about. He hath bent his bow like an enemy. He stood with his right hand as an adversary, and hath slain all that was pleasant to the eye. In the tent of the daughter of Zion he hath poured out his fury like fire. The Lord is become as an enemy. He hath swallowed up Israel. He hath swallowed up all her palaces. He hath destroyed his strongholds, and hath multiplied in the daughter of Judah mourning and lamentation. And he hath violently cast down his enclosure as a garden. He hath destroyed his place of assembly. Jehovah hath caused set feast and Sabbath to be forgotten in Zion, and hath despised in the indignation of his anger king and priest. The Lord hath cast off his altar. He hath rejected his sanctuary. He hath given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house of Jehovah, as on the day of a set feast. Jehovah hath purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He hath stretched out the line. He hath not withdrawn his hand from destroying, and he hath made the rampart and the wall to lament. They languish together. Her gates are sunk into the ground. He hath destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the nations. The law is no more. Her prophets also find no vision from Jehovah. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground. They keep silence. They have cast dust upon their heads. They have girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their head to the ground. Mine eyes are consumed with tears. My bowels are troubled. My liver is poured out upon the earth, because of the ruin of the daughter of my people, because infant and suckling swoon in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, "Where is corn and wine?" When they swoon as the wounded in the streets of the city, when they pour out their soul into their mother's bosom. What shall I take to witness for thee? What shall I liken unto thee, daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I equal to thee, that I may comfort thee, virgin daughter of Zion? For thy ruin is great as the sea. Who will heal thee? Thy prophets have seen vanity and folly for thee, and they have not revealed thine iniquity, to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee burdens of falsehood and causes of expulsion. All that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and shake their head at the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city which they called the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All thine enemies open their mouth against thee. They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, "We have swallowed her up. This is forsooth the day that we looked for. We have found, we have seen it." Jehovah hath done what he had devised. He hath fulfilled his word which he had commanded from the days of old. He hath thrown down and hath not spared, and he hath caused the enemy to rejoice over thee. He hath set up the horn of thine adversaries. Their heart cried unto the Lord. O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a torrent day and night. Give thyself no respite. Let not the apple of thine eye rest. Arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the watches. Pour out thy heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children, who faint from hunger at the top of all the streets. See, Jehovah, and consider to whom thou hast done this. Shall the women eat their fruit, the infants that they nursed? Shall priest and prophet be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord? The child and the old man lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men are fallen by the sword. Thou hast slain them in the day of thine anger. Thou hast killed, thou hast not spared. Thou hast called up, as on the day of a set feast, my terrors on every side. And in the day of Jehovah's anger, there was none that escaped or remained. Those that I have nursed and brought up hath mine enemy consumed.